Task 4. Angelina is participating in a radio debate with Dr. Marcus Brown from the United Children's Foundation. Listen to the debate and answer the questions below and on the next page. Please note that you do not have to write in complete sentences. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Good morning. Welcome to World Debate. My name is Jeff Adams, and I'm your host. World Debate is a radio show that provides a platform for debate on various topics. We debate on world events, social issues, religion, politics, etc. Tonight, we have Angelina Leung from Child Rescue and Dr. Marcus Brown from the United Children's Foundation. The motion for tonight is related to child labour. The motion is, child labour is better than living in poverty. We'll start with arguments for the motion. So, Dr. Brown, you have 2 minutes to argue for the motion.
OK, thank you, Jeff. I have 3 points to make to convince you that child labour is better than living in poverty. The first is that in poor countries where jobs are hard to find, and people do not have enough to eat, children must work in order to feed their families and themselves. It's hard for us to imagine how dire the situation is for some children, but for many of them, it's either work or starve. If children in those countries don't work, they will live in greater poverty. Many children work simply because of hunger. Their families rely on their children's income to survive. If they do not work, they will go hungry, and their family will also go hungry. Another argument is, if we remove child labour from factories and sweatshops, they may be forced to work in an even more dangerous environment, such as a coal mine or a brothel. The fact is, if children pay attention to the work they do, they are perfectly safe in a factory or sweatshop. My argument is that, instead of stopping child labour altogether, we must try to make their workplaces safe for them and improve their working conditions and wages. My third argument is that child labour is nothing new in some cultures. In many countries, children are expected to work in fields as farmers or gatherers. I'm not saying that it is the best choice for children, but in many cultures, children are expected to work from a young age. So, I would say that child labour is not necessarily a bad thing. At least children don't go hungry if they work. Child labour is way better than poverty and starvation.
OK, thank you, Dr. Brown. Now, Angelina, you have 2 minutes to argue against the motion.
I'm sorry, Dr. Brown, but I think that you've got it all wrong. I also have 3 points to make. Hopefully, I can convince you that child labour is worse than poverty. First, let's be honest here. Factory owners or sweatshop owners mistreat or exploit children. I call it exploitation for 2 reasons. First, children are often employed to work in unsafe environments and terrible conditions. You see, some of them work with dangerous equipment and risk injury from using dangerous machinery in factories. Second, children are paid much less and are expected to work as hard as adults. The second reason is related to psychological harm. One of the most problematic aspects of child labour is that it interrupts a child's education and social development. Obviously, children who work full-time don't go to school, and they don't develop their social skills. Children who are forced into child labour can suffer serious psychological harm, which may lead to emotional problems in the future. Let's be fair, all children love to play. And when they work, there is no time for play, so their development suffers. Child labour is cruel and it takes away their childhood. I think I've got time to make one final point. My final point is that children should not be responsible for their family finances. Their parents should be taking care of them, not the other way round. Children should not be forced to take on an adult role at such a young age.
Okay, thank you, Angelina. Now we'll take a 3-minute break, and after the break, we'll listen to how Dr. Brown responds to Angelina's arguments.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.